Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government links most maternal deaths being recorded to teenage pregnancies. Senior member of the Socialist Party, Sam Chilanga, has resigned. And foreign news, UN Security Council extends African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia to end of 2026. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has linked most maternal deaths being recorded in Eastern Province to teenage pregnancies. The revelation comes amid continued alarm over the rise in cases of early pregnancies and child marriages. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lewis Mape says many maternal deaths recorded in the province are directly associated with teenage pregnancies, a situation he described as worrying and unacceptable. Dr. Mape wondered why the vice continues to persist despite sustained interventions by government and cooperating partners and aimed at protecting girls and keeping them in school. Speaking during the close-out meeting of Plan International's Breakthrough Project in Jakarta, Dr. Mape questioned the prevailing moral decline in a country that prides itself as a Christian nation. Dr. Mape further has disclosed that over 17,000 girls have returned to school in Chadiza District, Eastern Province, while about 14,000 have gone back to school in Vubui District, describing the figures as encouraging. Meanwhile, Plan International Area Manager Dennis Lembani stressed the importance of child protection across societies. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, says it is deeply disturbed by the recent UNICEF revelation that nearly 1.8 million girls in Zambia are married before the age of 18. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami described the figures as heartbreaking and unacceptable, warning that the nation risks losing an entire generation of girls to cycles of poverty, illiteracy and inequality. He has stressed that child marriage and teenage pregnancy are not only violations of human rights, but also major barriers to Zambia's development, undermining progress in education, health and economic empowerment. Ayami has noted that with 28% of girls aged 15 to 19 already mothers, urgent and coordinated actions is needed to reverse the trend and safeguard the future of Zambia's daughters. He has called for stronger enforcement of child protection laws, increased investment in girls' education and widespread community sensitization to challenge harmful norms and practices. He has revealed that as part of its ongoing efforts, FDI is currently implementing a number of community-based initiatives on ending unintended pregnancies and child marriages supported by UNICEF, UNESCO, Action Aid Zambia, and SIDA.
We need to expand programs that equip girls with the skills, reproductive health knowledge, and economic opportunities. We want to take this opportunity to urge the leaders and traditional leaders, civil society and government institutions to work together in creating safe, supportive environments where girls can thrive. The true measure of a nation and its strength lie in its willingness to nurture and protect its children, especially girls, who hold the key to a more just and prosperous future.
Now, Nalolo Town Council NTC in Western Province has procured basic medical equipment worth 900,000 kwacha for two newly constructed maternity annexes and one health post using the 2025 Expanded Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The equipment will be distributed to Mooyo and Nasilimwe maternity annexes, while part of the consignment, which has already been delivered to the district, will be used to equip the newly constructed Liande Health Post in Nalolo West Bank. Speaking on the development, Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Butison Kandimba says the procurement of the equipment marks a major milestone in improving access to quality healthcare services in the district. He says their delivery of the basic medical equipment will make the two newly constructed maternity annexes fully operational and significantly enhance the provision of comprehensive maternal health services to expectant mothers before, during and after pregnancy. Mr. Kadimba has further noted that the equipping of Liande Health Post in Shekela Ward will help reduce the long distances that residents of Nalolo West Bank previously covered to access healthcare services.
Nalolo Town Council has successfully procured basic medical equipment for two newly constructed maternity annexes and one health post using the 2025 Expanded Constituency Development Fund. The medical equipment, which have been procured at 900,000 kwacha, will be distributed to two maternity annexes, namely Moyo Maternity Annex and Nasirimwe Maternity Annex, while part of the consignment, which has been already delivered to the district, will equip the newly built Liande Health Post in Nalolo West Bank. The delivery of the basic medical equipment will operationalize the two newly built maternity annexes to enhance provision of comprehensive maternal health services to expectant mothers before, during and after pregnancy with timely and quiet care from trained professionals.
Now, still in local news, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST. I'll read that again. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, says Zambia's economy has shown resilience, with the small and medium enterprise SME sector having been a significant driver of the growth, creating jobs and contributing to the GDP. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba has, however, noted that challenges persist, including high debt levels and limited access to finance. Mr. Muziamba has urged the government to prioritize debt restructuring and fiscal consolidation to ensure sustainable economic growth.
job creation, poverty reduction, and skills training. Job creation remains a top priority. As assessed in our programs, so far we have supported over 1,000 entrepreneurs, creating hundreds of jobs. We